First, he makes it hard, because he likes to do this with one hand tied behind his back, just to show you it's easy. But this tests our faith also. Do we really believe God is sovereign? Do we really believe that God has the power to do this? When we get scared, it's only because we don't really believe that God is capable of resolving this problem. Or if he is, he's going to ignore us anyway because perhaps he's forgotten us and he's left us. Verse 21, but after long abstinence, or a forced fast, Paul stepped forth in the midst of them and said, Sir, you should have hearkened unto me and should not have loosed from Crete to have gained this harm and loss. But now maybe they had ears to hear. You've gotten into a bit of trouble, and you see, I was right back here, and so now I've got some further advice for you. What do we do now in view of the impossible situation that we find ourselves? Now that all hope is lost, now perhaps they're going to listen to the one man instead of the majority. And he says, I now exhort you to be of good cheer. Oh, really? You know, God has this strange way. When everything is going good, he's telling you to repent. When everything is going bad, he says, be of good cheer. He always does exactly the opposite of what the church tells you to do. That's why nobody wants to believe what God is really saying. Be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss, no casting away, literally, of any man's life or soul among you, but of the ship. Only the denominational ship, the wheat ship, is going to perish. But not the people. It's disaster for this wheat ship. But the purpose of God's destroying the ship is to save the people from the ship. I believe that this is what's happening again. Because we are coming to the end of Pentecost here. We are at the end of Pentecost. We have been driven for 14 years, almost 14 days, years, since 1986, which was the Jubilee, or the day of fasting, which the church did not keep, didn't know anything about it.